Alison, he wouldn't edit in. He's too fucking lazy to edit in the intro. So he said, why don't you hum it? And I said, I'll hum you, you cocksucker. Indeed, that's how the morning began. In another country, in Cardiff, in Wales. They still watch English telly, but when they talk, they spit. And you don't want to go down the high street to buy Fat Bastard jeans, because they'll cost you £79. And he's not even fat. He bought them for me, because it's my birthday next week. He said, Mark, you look like the sort of... Well, he actually said, I'm going out tomorrow with some friends, and you ain't coming looking like that. I said, well, these are the only underpants I've got. He said, you come all the way to Wales, you thought you might have put on a set of trousers. And I just looked at him and said, shove it. He's living in a mansion, which is nice, and reading The Cosmic Ordering Service, A Guide to Realising Your Dreams, by Barbel Moore. Last night we sat up playing Xbox till 3 o'clock in the morning. It was quite an experience. We played a car racing game, of which I absolutely smashed his ass repeatedly. And then I realised I was looking at the... Because the screen was in half, and his one was at top, and mine was at the bottom. But I kept forgetting, and then thinking I was driving really well. But it turned out that I was actually looking at his driving, and he was wondering why I was permanently crashing. I thought I was doing well. I wasn't doing that well. Pouring down with rain right now, although that's good really, because I suppose we really would have had to go out and do something if it hadn't been raining. And if I could just describe the premises to you, it's well posh here. Well posh.
Do you want me to turn that on?
You cunt.
No, it's obvious.
No, I know that. I just wanted to say you cunt on national podcast. But I did a bit of cosmic ordering. Look, he's on the fags as well now, by the way. If you're... couple of things, really. If you're Alan's mum... first of all, I'm sorry about the C word. I just said cunt again. And also, he's... You know, for a flat-chested, badly lunged deformity that he is, he shouldn't really be smoking, and he is smoking quite a lot. And he's taking deep inhalations and holding him in. And basically, when he's farting, smoke's coming out of his ass. That's... he's actually... So he can get a better suck on him, because you know he's got no chest capacity. He gets a plaster and he sticks it on his ass. And then he just sucks. And in about 2 drags, he can go through a 120. But apart from that, his health's fine. He's living with a guy who's not here. A bit like, if you will, the Barry of my life. A pretend friend. In Alan's case, he owns a swish pad, his pretend friend. Whereas mine used just to come to me in the middle of the night and tell me... or ask me if I'd like a biscuit. And then I'd shout to my dad, and my dad would come in and tell me to shut the fuck up. I'm trying to get some kit. Stop talking to yourself. God bless the old man. It was a nasty accident, that was, when the piano fell on his head from my window. Nasty accident. Nasty accident. Sadly missed. Mind you, got him with the bed after. Anyway, I suppose I'd put a song here now, but we can't, because Alan refused... Oh, sod it. He will edit something in. Alan will edit something in here now. Something really nice, something that will make this podcast stick out in the minds of all programme controllers who might just be listening for talent now. Going through all that, the podcast, all the crap that is around, all the rubbish that's there. And then suddenly hitting on this gem, if you like, this fossilised coal of a diamond. And sitting there, probably pulling out a packet of handy wipes. And pretty much when we come back from this song, they'll be on the vinegar strokes, I would have thought. Anyway, I'm going to do a bit more later now because, well, you'll think it's in it straight after this bit here, so I don't even need to say that. So I'll be right back after these messages from our sponsor about a sofa sale at PFS, not DFS.
Get down to PFS for your brand new sofa because we've got a sale on.
That's right. Was down from 104.6 to 37.
Another sale!
Shh. Yeah, we only ever have two sales. Honestly. One lasts from January till August, and the other lasts from September to December. That's right, our two sales. Was 1455999, now 246, with these free recliners, because they're shite. Was 7655594 on the road, but now it's 222. That's right, 222, with this free wooden table, but don't put anything on it. It'll burn the legs off you if it's tea and it spills off these cracky old shite hawk. That's right, come down to PFS, not DFS, for a sale of a lifetime. We promise you bargains, bargains, bargains by the bucket. That's right, because we also sell chicken in our PFS fried chicken shop. Was $9.99, now $2.44. Come down and see us at our sale.
I want to fuck a dog in the ass. He wants to fuck a dog in the ass. I want to fuck a dog. That's right, kids. I tried to fuck your mom in the ass. Tried to fuck your dad in the ass. Could only find the dog and his ass.
We wanna fuck a dog in the ass. We wanna fuck a dog in the ass. We wanna fuck a dog.
I tried to fuck a fucking pirate in the ass.
First mate, a scurvy cur.
Tried to fuck a fucking pirate, but I found the dog.
Ah, that was no pirate, man. That was thy own sister.
It's a Mexican pirate.
And here we are then, in Wales. Wales, Wales, Wales. It's like England, but with people who spit more. This is the veranda. He's got a lovely place, Alan. He's fallen right on his feet. He's living with a guy who doesn't know him that well, which is probably why he's still living here. That'll change. I'll leave a few notes around. Turn the guy to the wise. So sort that out. Coming in from the veranda, there's a bit of... I don't want to make Alan's address recognisable... By what's that water called?
What?
That water.
Oh, Atlantic Wharf.
Atlantic Wharf. Alan lives on one of those flats up by Atlantic Wharf. So if you're coming past and you see a chestless bugle, that'd be that.
Fuck you.
Channel. No, they've got the Welsh. They're terrible. I don't want to be racist, but all this about Welsh people trying to be independent and stuff, it's rubbish. We've come up here, I've just switched on the Welsh television, and what's on? Coronation Street. What's on after that? Something else that's... Emmerdale on first, then Coronation. They don't even, like the French, at least attempt to hide the... Like, you know, they'll make up a different word, type, try. You think they'd call it Coronation Street? Something like that, would you? Coronation Street, or Emmerdale Farm, isn't it? But no. Same programmes... And yet they want independent assemblies, they want a right in Parliament to kick English people's arses on a Sunday. Oh, they do. Have a look on the internet if you don't believe me. And they want all sorts of stuff and nonsense separated from it. But look, I'm in a different country, but I didn't come across any water. But here I am. You walk down the road and everything's a question in Wales. Hello, isn't it? Are you having a nice day, aren't I? Hello, isn't it? I was back on the balcony, fagging it. But...
What is that?
What? He's pointing at something on me.
Is that shit?
Mustard, probably. Oh, it could be shit, I don't know.
Oh, don't get it on the
remember the lump I had on my neck, though? That's gone.
Yeah, well, let's not get shit on the recorder.
What? It's not shit.
It's on your hands. Look.
No, it's not shit. It's Magnum
Ice Cream. I don't want it on the record. Go and watch yourself. I'll do this while you go and watch yourself.
Right, well, tell them about the electric cigarette.
I'm just having a proper cigarette at the moment, yeah. Mark's found... I'm doing it. Is it? Mark's found a wonderful thing on the internet called the electric ciggy. And basically, it looks like a biro. Stick it in your mouth and it's got a nicotine capsule in it. And you, and it somehow emits some like steamy, misty stuff as well. So it feels like you're really. Oh. Anyway, so it's as if you're really smoking. It's good. Mate, I'm not even working. I can't be bothered to talk, to be honest. What's your fucking podcast?
Yeah, but you've always been associated with it. You were the sort of I don't know the whys to my Morecambe, if you like.
Mate, look. I broadcast to a national.
You're the
what?
You're the Jimmy Cranky to my.
I broadcast to a capital city now, mate. I broadcast to a capital city. I'm a big name in Cardiff, so unless you're going to pay me.
Big name in Cardiff. That's a bit like saying I'm quite popular in fucking Lewisham.
No, that's not true.
It's not true.
What about that Blake
show,
money
too? No, shut up. No. Beat the smoking ban. I don't really smoke unless I'm, you know, on fire. Never eat a Bakewell fart, I'm doing then. Never. Electric cigarettes. If you want to beat the smoking ban, they don't actually give... Let's follow Alan. He's going to have a wee. Number one or number two, Al?
It's
number one. This is Alan Lake urinating. First time ever done on a podcast.
Hang on. I'm
not finished
yet.
I've got to
wash his hands in. Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cocksucking ass licking Uncle Fucker. You're an Uncle Fucker, yes it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
What's going on here?
D4 in the Big Alan household. And Alan's cleaning up after Mark's dirty weekend with him. Although, in all honesty, I'm going home today, back to England. God bless her. And this twat's just had high-speed porn, a bit of broadband, installed. It could have been a fantastically, blisteringly handed day. But no. Now he's hoovering around. Never did this when he lived with me. Ever. Oh, look, and he's got a copy of the trade magazine on the table there. Extracts. I miss their parties. I wonder why they don't have them anymore. They love me, Extracts. July the 16th, Monday, July the 16th, 3 days away from my birthday. 197 days into 2007. 168 until 2008. And 162 days until Christmas. Hey? Radio magazines for the hard of thinking. Extracts magazine. Indeed, there's an article in there this month about the Virgin, the original lineup. Did they mention me anywhere along the line? No. It's because I didn't work for them for 10 years after that. But that's still not the point. They mentioned Chris Evans. Okay, you might just say he bought the company. But hey. That's it, I've got to go back to Merry England later on this evening and leave the lake up here masturbating over REM singles in the disabled toilet while he does his Sunday show.
That is true.
That is true. It's absolutely true. And it wasn't even a particular... I could have understood it if it was like, this is the end of the... What could he have been thinking, do you think? Sitting in the studio, thinking, what was it? It was losing my religion. On cut, he thought, whoa, I got to off to the disabled toilets, which are the ones right next to the studio, or nearer than the proper ones. Obviously, the normal toilets are up a flight of stairs, but Alan's new station do not have a standard stair lift, so the disabled toilets have to be on the ground floor. And a young lady like Thora Heard stands and points you in the direction of the disabled toilets. But I went in there on Sunday and I needed to have an Eartha Kitt. I didn't realise at the point that Alan had just come out from having a spoon warming session in there while he'd linked two records. This is what his bosses are paying him to do. Nip him for 4 hours and squirt one out while he's playing REM. He's hoovering, by the way, at the moment. A wood floor. Oh, I know. And anyway, so I go in and I need an Eartha Kitt. Now, I haven't showed Alan to this day. I'll show him now, because I knew if I said anything while we were out, he'd be upset. When I finished this Eartha Kitt, and it was a particularly white wine Eartha Kitt, right? There was no toilet paper. So I thought, I know what I'll do. If I pull up my trousers, because I needed wiping. If I pull up my trousers a little bit, I'll run to the disabled females' toilets, which are next door. There'll be paper in there. But no, there was no paper. Was there paper in there? While I was trying to carry myself around while not letting the poo that was left in my arse stick to my trousers, some of it got on my hand. And I didn't show Alan this, but these trousers I'm wearing now... Look, Alan, come have a look. Go look. Quick.
Only you want to admit that.
I've got shit on my trousers because you didn't give me any toilet paper because you used it all while jizzing up to an REM record. I just want people to realise that that's what the Lake does on his new show in Wales. When you hear two records in a row, it could be anything. It could be the new one by... it couldn't be that thingle. Umbrella. Spastic. Could be that. It could be a classic rock song. Could be another REM track. Maybe Alan's going for the whole album. But somewhere along the line, he's going to be in the disabled toilet next door on the Vinegar Strokes. It's just the way he is. Loose-chested, no morals, big nose. mark-fox.co.uk. If you'd like to email me. I say that every podcast. Nobody ever does. I'm beginning to realise what a fair-weather friend feels like. Or indeed, you can... How else can they get in touch with me?
Come round to your house.
Mark at mark-fox.co.uk.
What about come round to your house?
No, I don't think you want to give out the address there. I don't think you need to come out the address there, Alan. Or I might give out your address.
Go for it. I'm one editing it.
27 Uncle's Court, Cardiff. So mark at mark-fox.co.uk. Hopefully Alan's going to stick in a few amusing sound effects and records and stuff like that.
I doubt it
as well. He's got a new life now, new friends up here. He's got high speed downloaded pornography now as well.
When are you going? Because you're taking that valuable room. When are you going?
No, look, let's find out some interesting information from the Extracts magazine.
Don't drink the punch.
Don't drink the punch, that's a good bit of information, one to watch. Also, Station MD Tom Hunter is probably... He's nicked my image, but he's really gone with the explode... Pull the ripcord and the face exploded look there. So, well done. Station MD Tom Hunter, whoever you work for. I hope it's not a station I'll be wanting to get a job with soon. It's Original 106.5, launched in Bristol. Well, the MD with the inflatable face. And we'd hear more. I wanted to quickly mention the fact that, because obviously you won't know if you're only following by podcast, that you are no longer in Leicester Square. They did tin tack you from all your jobs, and you've moved. It took them a while. They obviously took a while before they heard one. But now he's moved to Radio Sheep in Wales, which apparently is broadcast to almost all the sheep in the South Wales area. So did you want to say anything about that? Because, you know, you give you a chance to justify the fact that you got Tin Tacked from not only Core, but Capital in about the same week.
Just clear my throat. Fuck off.
And that's one of Bernard Manning's. I saw that thing the other night. Did you see that thing the other night with Bernard Manning's?
I'm sure you talked about that in the bit before.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll talk about it.
Again, I edit it out.
This is live. There's no editing in this. This is a man speaking his cause, his love, his vision. It's the only person I know who could smoke a cigarette in three drags. How the fuck do you do that? I don't know. Usually someone of your size would have to stick an elastoplast up your ass to get such a draw, but you do it well. Anyway, so, oh yeah, MySpace. I'm not really, I don't go on MySpace as much as I used to because Rupert Murdoch. Is it Rupert Murdoch? Whoever the twat's in charge now, anyway, gets
Tom.
Tom Murdoch. Gets right up my tits. Apparently they can stream adverts that come through absolutely perfect that you don't want. And you can get all these little comments about, you want a bigger penis, you want all that. All this can come down in your comment profile. But if you try and actually email a friend, a mate, someone you know, do they get your message? Do they bollocks? I suppose that's about it, really. I've got to be off like a bag of prawns and heat weather bride's night.
Yeah.
Well, you said I only got 15 minutes and I'm already on 10, 13.
You've got another 5 minutes, haven't
you? Oh, like Ricky Gervais. How long have I got? How long have I got?
Do your stand-up routine.
How long have I got? My Ricky Gervais routine. It was lovely to see him fail at that gig because he's so good at other things. But was it the Princess Diana gig? Car crash television, as they called it? She weren't there. I mean, how rude was that? Ricky Gervais went on stage. I don't know if anyone saw it. Fantastic. He thought to himself, half a billion people. I know what I'll do. I'll prepare myself something. I know he didn't. He just thought I'll talk bollocks. And then realised that...
I'm done.
Thanks very much. I'll warm the spoons later. Just off to the disabled toilet now to see if there's any, we call it bog paper. Up in Wales they call it wank rag. Take it easy, if you take it at all. And as the doctors once said to me, when I said to him I've got a weak heart, lay on your side, Mr. Fox, and I'll try and miss it. Up your flaps, speak to you soon, and here's some more amusing sound effects from Alan, who's going to edit this. It's one of the finest pods that have ever existed.
Can you end it like Bernard Manning?
Oh, yes, in the words of Bernard Manning as he ended his documentary. Don't worry, everybody. I love everyone. Now fuck off, the lot of you.
Fuck you.